We could all use a little help sometimes. All of us. What do I need? Coaching or therapy?
What going to a therapist is really like.
Today I will be purposefully giving terrible advice to people. I hope to ruin some lives today.
The worst advice you will ever hear in this chair, and you'll hear it every week.
I want you all to feel safe. And this is our number one rule here. What is said in this room stays in this room.
If you have the problem of blowing up and like really lashing out in anger towards everything that happens in your day, I've got a solution for you. Well,
it's like I love when people sit there and say, it's just the game, dude. It's just the game. It's just the game, dude. It's just the game. Why are you losing your mind? Bro, it's just a game. Yeah, it's just a fucking game.
What the hell was that?
The therapist doesn't know anything about me. I'm not represented there.
No, you're not.
If the therapist knew me, okay? If the therapist thought I was a terrific guy, there'd be a counter argument to
right.
it.
Right.
Hey guys, how are we doing? NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, round one. Here we go. We've hit round zero. Now it's time for round one. Let's get stuck into it. It starts tonight. And, ooh, just a little bit excited. Before we crack into the footy, some news that just broke just before I press record here. Roosters and Lenu have pleaded guilty to the charge. We'll wait and see what his penalty is going to be. You got to think it's going to be minimum 4 weeks. We'll see how it plays out. Glad that it's that can kind of put an end to it as much as possible. It's really dominated things. And look, it's a big deal. It's very, very important, definitely. And yeah, I mean, I think the fact that he's pleaded guilty instead of letting this drag out all through round one and into the Tuesday night judiciary hearing, which was scheduled for, I'm glad that's not happening. So, good to see that come out of what's been a really shitty situation, and Lenny's put his hand up. Yep, he said it. Whether he meant it in a racist way or whatever way, who knows? Fact is, he said it. Dumbass, can't do that. And he's going to spend some time on the sideline for it. So we'll leave that there and let's crack on. Like I said, footy starts tonight. How are the Supercoach teams looking? Making a few wee changes there. It's kind of cool that you get those two games last weekend. You can still make movement around there. How are you affected by the games that were played and any changes you need to make? I mean, for me, I went with old mate Spence. So that's cost me a trade very early on. Obvious one is to go to his teammate in May. We'll wait and see how it plays out. May is $100,000 more. So when you're doing your shopping and you're looking at guys, you got the back of your head. I've got to keep some cash up my sleeve because Lenu is just going to just be waste for me on that front row position. I've got to move him on. So, so that's how it is. And it also made me think a little bit more about my team and whether, the fact that I'm going to have to use a trade straight away. And then they do I just maybe instead of getting a cheaper guy, build him up to a stud, just get the stud and save the trade down the track, and just pay up now. So you got, weighing up all that stuff. It's such good fun, isn't it? Right, let's crack in. Tonight, the footy kicks off. It is the Newcastle Knights hosting the Canberra Raiders at McDonald Jones. Knights looking strong. Ponga Tuala got the E wing spot. Gagai Best, Marzu Gamble is in the team. Not a fan. I thought they might have gone with Cogger. They've gone with Gamble. I reckon he'll be on a very tight leash. We'll see how that goes. Jackson Hastings is the halfback. The four pack Jacob Saifidi. Crossland is the hooker with Brayley still out. It's the hamstring, I believe. So out for at least round one, which is a shame because he would have been one of my hookers for sure if fit. But not to be. Leo Thompson, Tyson Frizzell, Dylan Lucas, and Adam Elliott. The bench is Cogger, Daniel Saifidi, Hetherington, and Kai Pierce-Paul. So Supercoach-wise there, I mean, Pierce-Paul was 350-odd. You know, I think there was some optimistic views that he might have jagged the start. You know, not to be. He's on the bench. It'll be interesting to see the minutes that he does play. Looks like he's a proper, proper footballer. So wait and see there. He's very affordable, but on the bench, it's just, yeah, you don't want to go with him too early, I don't think. Wait and see how he goes. Other than that, Dylan Lucas, who is in that starting edge spot, you can play in the CTW. Again, I want to wait and see. You got to think the minutes are going to be split. Maybe a three-way split between Frizzell, who is traditionally an 80-minute player. They might do a three-way split between Frizzell, Lucas, and Pierce-Paul. See how that plays out there. Other than that, Kalen Ponga, very, very popular, obviously. Very, very popular. And a good captaincy option. See if he hits the ground running first up at home in front of what should be a massive crowd tonight at Newcastle. Gee, they got quality. Gagai best. Marzu is top dollar at CTW. If you can make the room and, you know, you're going cheaper elsewhere, Marzu is not a bad pod. He's in my team. I'm rolling with him. It's more the combo that I've got Ponga, so I figure if Ponga flies, Marzu should as well. So that's what I'm doing. I'm kind of running in combos. I was running with a Ponga, Marzu, Drinkwater, and Val Holmes, two combos there in my team. But in the end, it was just eating up a little bit too much of the old salary cap. But that was my line of thinking anyway. I'm going to roll with the Newcastle boys. Marzu was just rock solid dynamite last year, hoping it continues this year. Obviously, very, very dependent on Kalen. All right, let's talk about the other team, the Green Machine. Rapana Kotrick gets a start. Tomoko, Hopewate, Savage. Ethan Strange is the starting 5'8". He's in most teams, and rightly so. It's just whether you got him at 5'8" or down in the centres. Jamal Fogarty is the halfback. Papali'i Levi, super cheap auto hooker there. Tarpany, Young, Hosking, and Smithies. The bench, Starling, Gula, Mariotta, and who's the last guy? Solo. Bit of Supercoach action here at Canberra. Hasn't always been the case over the years. Definitely a relevant side this year, at least to start the year. Kotrick's cheap. He's cheap for a reason. Can't go near him. He's just the shell of the player he was. Savage is 350, I think. I just don't know how safe his position is. There's Seb Chris to come back into the team, whether he comes back as a centre and Hopewate moves to the wing, whether he comes back as fullback and Rapana moves to the wing. There's a lot to play out there. I'd avoid those kind of guys, to be honest. Ethan Strange, I think you've got to go with him for sure, whether you want to rock with him in 5'8 or in the centres. I mean, things might have changed a bit after we watched how Brooks played on the weekend. Wouldn't mind slotting him into 5'8". So it's good that Strange has that flexibility to be moved to CTW. So do you start him at 5'8"? And then if Brooks kills it next week, I think he's got the Roosters next week, and if he kills it and you've got to get him in your team, you can drop out one of your centres, move Strange down, put Brooks in. There's flexibility there. I'm looking forward to watching Strange play NRL anyway. He looked good in the trials. He had the fundamentals there that he could tackle, which is important. If you can tackle and your defense is good, that's going to go a long way to keeping you in the team. And, you know, he can just build on the attack. Danny Levi, bottom dollar, basically, bottom dollar hooker. I don't see a reason why you wouldn't roll with him, especially if you're going to go Harry Grant, pay up and get Grant. You're not going to play Levi. You're only going to have to play him. If the rest of your squad's half decent, you don't have to put a reserve on Levi, and you're only going to have to rely on him for, I think it's week 4 when the Storm had the bye. So, you know, not that big a deal. And I just think the other options, obviously, if Brayley was fit, I'd roll with Brayley. If either of Lussick or Hands was playing, was the sole hooker, you'd roll with one of them. It's not to be. So you've got to make a call. And, yeah, just the bottom dollar. The other guys, you may go with one of those Parramatta guys anyway, but you're not going to play them in your 17 more than likely. So you might as well just roll with the cheaper guy in Levi. Smithies looks like he's not going to be a bad option either, Supercoach-wise. You've got a bit of a meat and potatoes fella there. So, you know, he should be good. If the minutes are okay, he should be good to be, you know, getting you a good base score. Don't expect miracles, but a good base score from a guy like Smithies, and he might be your, you know, he might be the guy your way up. Maybe if you, and further down the track, if he's one of those blokes and you're, you know, if you're trailing behind a little, you're not super happy with your score, maybe roll with an upside guy, or if you're trailing in your head-to-head, roll with an upside guy. Instead, if you just want to consolidate, you've already got a good score, consolidate, put the R on Smithies or whatever, and play him. So, yeah, and at 350 odd, he's a great option for you. Ata Mariotta has been around for a little while in the Raiders system, expecting a bigger role for him this year. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see there. There's still Big Red to come back into the side as well. So just wait and see. He's at 255, I think. So he's not quite as cheap as some other bottom price cheapies. Definitely something to think about. I am going to take the Knights. I'm going to go Knights 26, Raiders 20 in the week one opener tonight at Newcastle. Right, off we go. Across the Tasman to Go Media Stadium. It's the Warriors hosting the Sharks. Really looking forward to this game. Expecting big things from the Warriors this year. And the Sharks, with their roster, should be there or thereabouts. Certainly sniffing around the finals. Let's look at the sides for the Warriors. Tua Peake, Watene Zalesniak, Berry, Tuivasa-Sheck, Montoya, Metcalf, and Johnson. Fanua Blake, Egan, Barnett, Ford, Capewell, Harris. The bench, Lussick, Ali, Arfour, and Walker. So no Jazz Devonga. Niakore out injured, a foot injury, I believe, that's going to see him sidelined for about a month, which is a shame. They have got a strong team, very, very strong team. Let's have a wee look here at this side. Tua Peake at 270 odd, not a bad option. You'd think with Chans out for 3 to 4 weeks, Tua Peake is going to be playing fullback for a strong team. I don't mind that at the price. You may get one price rise out of him. Might not get any if Chance comes back, but I don't reckon he's a bad option to have just sitting on your CTW bench at all. And he might just be a bloke that you just got to sit and wait for before he might make some decent coin for you. But I still think he's a good option. He's a starting fullback for the Warriors. All good. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, very, very popular now after really strong trial form. I love it. I think it's a great option. I don't know where you can go wrong with RTS. Looks dynamite, doesn't he? Looks dynamite. Sean Johnson, maybe as an option if you didn't want to roll with the big two at halfback. I can understand you rolling with Sean Johnson, especially if you're a Warriors fan. Luke Metcalf is currently my 5'8". It's more of a vibe pick than anything. Just got a feeling he'll go well. I think the Warriors will go well. I think he'll go well. He's just a vibe pick because I was going to go Munster earlier on. Then the injury, and he is out, so it's confirmed. And I just wasn't prepared to go pay up for Dylan Brown straight away. I thought I'll go mid-range at 5'8", and just take my chances, and I decided Luke Metcalf was the best of those options, so I'm going with him. And Fanua Blake, can he replicate the form of last year? I have my doubts. I definitely have my doubts. And he's priced, you know, he's priced based on what he did last year. So keep that in mind. Real pod option. If you can replicate it, far out. You know, you're flying. You're loving life. Other than that, there's probably no one else. Wade Egan as a more of a mid-range hooker option. Always a concern with the old head knocks for Wade Egan, but he is a goer for sure. Other than that, probably no one else at the Warriors from a Supercoach perspective to look at there. Let's see. Their opponents, the Sharks. Very settled lineup here, at least in the back line. Candy, Katoa, Ramey, and Talakai Molotalo. Trindle is the 5'8 now, and Nico Hines is the halfback. The four pack, a little bit different. Kafusi, Brayley, Hunt, Nicara, Wilton, McInnes. Bench, Finucane, Williams, Rudolph, and Hazelton. So let's start. The back line, that's basically the back line everyone expected, and that's the back line that they'll be hoping will be playing all year. I see Kyle Itero is 18th man. Next cab off the rank, you would have thought, if form or injury was to happen to that back line there, that probably anyone of that back five, Itero would come in. As far as Supercoach options, Nico, obviously, you're paying top dollar, but I just don't think you can not run with Nico. You're paying top dollar and just sit back and enjoy it. He's just a Supercoach points accumulator. Just enjoy the ride. Other than that, Katoa is reasonably affordable. He does have the odd quiet game in him, so maybe not. Trindle for sure at mid fours if you want to roll with him. Dual halfback 5'8 if you want to roll and you think Sharks will go well to start the year. Do have a good draw. I don't mind the Trindle play either. I still think he'll get plenty of good attacking ball. I don't think it's all going to Nico. I think Trindle will definitely get his opportunity. As far as the forwards go, Kafusi and Hunt, two starting props at three. I think Hunt might be 330. Kafusi be a little bit more. I don't mind it. They do have Hamlin Ueli to come back. Rudolph, traditionally as a starter, is on the bench. So have these boys won a position over him, or is this a tactic just for this week against the Warriors? Or wait and see there. They do have a four middles on that bench with Finucane, Williams, Rudolph, and Hazelton. So I would be reluctant to go with a Kafusi or a Hunt. You're paying up. They're not quite at cheapy mode. They're at the top level of the cheapies, bottom level of the mid-ranges. Royce Hunt might play 40 minutes and crank out 52 for you, and you're stoked. But are you playing him? Are you relying on him as your second front row forward? If he's on the bench, you're not having him in your 17, probably doesn't matter too much. And if he pumps out scores like that, he becomes an option to play, or he's just going to make money for you sitting on the sidelines. And nothing wrong with that. I don't mind the Royce Hunt or Kafusi option. Royce Hunt does have a good PPM from memory. I don't mind that option. Other than that, Blake Brayley, if you don't want to go with Harry, I don't mind Blake Brayley. I actually thought Beryl might have been on that bench and Brayley was going to share minutes. Not to be. So I don't mind that. Ooh, Warriors 24, Sharks 20. That's the way I'm leaning there. Yeah, should be a fun game. Really looking forward to that game. All right. Second game on Friday night. It is the Storm and the Panthers. Two powerhouse sides down at Amy Park. The Storm side. Let's have a look. Pappenhausen at the back. Warbrick, Smith, Meany, Coates. Munster was named. He is confirmed out. So it's going to be either Jonah Pezzett or Tyron Wishart playing 5'8". Wishart currently is in the 14 jersey and Pezzett's in the extended. So we'll see how that plays. Jerome Hughes is the halfback. Kuma Kamitha, Grant, King, Joe Chan out of nowhere is on an edge with Katoa, and Liero is the lock. So Wishart is currently the 14. He may well come in the 5'8". I think they'll go with Pezzett and keep Wishart there in that utility role. Welch, Lewis, and McDonald is the bench. As for the side, look, Pappenhausen, you just want to wait and see how he goes. He is definitely a discount on the other premiums. You just want to wait and see. If the Storm look good, I think he's a great option. He's a great option. In saying that, the fullbacks in Las Vegas played really well. Wait and see how Ponga goes. Drinky, wait and see how they go first. And then if you need to downgrade and Pappenhausen looks $1 million, cannot knock you for going that way. Other than that, I just don't know. I thought Munster was a good pod option. It's probably the best 5'8 in the comp and very low ownership, but with the injury, steer clear. As for the pack, look, you can't go wrong with Harry Grant. I've had him this week. I've had him as my hooker for most of this week. Just thinking, you know what? There's just so many question marks. Bugger it. I'm just going to pop him there and I don't have to worry. I'm just going to pay for it and I don't have to worry. There's every likelihood I'm going to have a wee look on the app and do it again before the games kick off. You look at them and go, oh, you know what? No stress. Just chuck them there. I don't have to worry about Hooker for the rest of the year. Give or take Origin time, but that's down the track. So, yeah, I don't mind you paying up just doing it and then stress-free. He's a fun player to watch. Captaining the side this year. Joe Chan out of nowhere. He's been named on the edge. Go for it. I think he's bottom price. He's a bottom price starter. Go for it. He looked really good. Looks like a real goer there. I kind of remember the way his dad used to play. And so if he's anything like his old man, he'll go all right. Clearly, you know, they rate him there. They've given him first crack on the edge, which is awesome. Sean Bloor is lingering as 18th man. So, you know, but you got to think I can't see them taking the number 11 jersey off him, you know, before the game. Just kidding. We're actually going with Bloor. I can't see that happening. So Joe Chan should definitely be in your side. A bit of a present there from Bellamy to our super coaches at the Penrith Panthers, the three-time defending premier Penrith Panthers. Dylan Edwards, Taruva, Tungo, May, To'o, Luai, and Cleary. The forward pack, Leota, Summerton, Fisher-Harris, Garner, Martin, Yoel. And the bench, Peachy, Smith, Henry, Eisenhuth. So interesting side here. They've got the back line is what I thought would be. No real surprises there. Taruva has bounced back from his injury against Wigan. So he is all good. Luai is fit and named and should be playing. Taylor May, very, very popular option. I'm fading him. I'm not going to roll with Taylor May. Just want to see how he goes to start. Just see how Penrith goes and how he goes at centre. I'm sure he'll be fine. I'm sure he'll be a great option. And I've just gone in a different route. And if he looks the goods and one of my other centres isn't looking so great, I'll go down to May because he's very affordable. But I'm just gonna fade him to start the year, see how he looks. So he's very, very popular. So if he can pump out, you know, a 40, a good score, you know, he plays well and he just gives you a 40, and you go, okay, that's not too bad. And other guys that score tries and do well, I'm happy. If May looks the goods, it's an easy trade to him. So that's how I'm rolling there. As far as the forward pack, Luke Summerton might be a one and done. It's just 1 week for... I'm having a brain fade, completely forgotten his name, Kenny the Hooker. So it's just the 1 week play for Summerton. If you don't like Levi, you don't like any of the other hookers, and you just want to have Grant and enough, go with Summerton. He's going to give you points this week, and then you might not see him again for the rest of the year. The way they kind of roll, they don't really, you know, last year, those of us that got absolutely screwed over by Sonny Luke, he never played big minutes. Maybe is Summerton ahead of Sonny Luke, and Summerton will get small minutes coming off the bench. Wait and see. And the more, actually, I've just talked myself out of it. Ignore what I said. Don't get Luke Summerton. Don't worry about it. Garner is in for Sorensen, who hasn't got over the injury yet. Yo looked dynamite. Yo was probably the best player for against Wigan a couple of weeks ago. He's a bit of a pod. You know what you're going to get from Yo. He doesn't have a bad game. And Supercoach-wise, he doesn't tend to have a bad game either. He won't ton up every second week. But lots of decent 50s and 60s from Yo. And all he needs is he just pokes his nose through holes all the time. And then if he can just get an arm free, pop a ball to a support act, scores under the post, and all of a sudden, Yo scored 80 for you. So something to keep in mind. On that bench there, Liam Henry is bottom price. I'm just not sure on minutes. Matt Eisenhuth always seems to find a way to screw super coaches over. Jeez, he's an ungainly looking bloke. He's all tall and dangly and unco looking. And yeah, he's annoying to watch, Matt Eisenhuth. But a good meat and potatoes player. So the minutes there, Lindsay Smith, I thought, was pretty good last year when he had a crack. So what are the minutes going to be like? It's not like Fisher-Harris and Leota play massive minutes for Penrith. So I think there might be some decent minutes there for Liam Henry. You've got to think he's probably going to be getting those Spencer Lenu type minutes. I don't know if he's that kind of a player. He might just be getting those kind of 25, 25, maybe 30 minutes. At bottom dollar, he might be just be a slow burn for you in that position there as a bench front rower. So, yeah, in this game, look, I can't go past Penrith. I think the Storm winning round one streak is going to end. I am going to go Panthers 22, Storm 16. Back in a minute. Okay, two games on Saturday. Let's get stuck into it. First one is the Eels hosting the Dogs from CommBank. Exciting game. Bit of a rivalry here. To be fair, that was in the 80s. That was 40 years ago. But anyway, guess it's still a rivalry. Not really. But here we go, Parramatta and the Dogs. Let's look at the Parramatta side. Gutherson, Simonson, Penasini, Harper, who is in with Sivo out suspended for 3 weeks. Bit of a reshuffle. Simonson to the wing. Morgan Harper into the centres. Russell, Dylan Brown, Mitchell Moses. Forward pack, Campbell Gillard. Joey Lussick wins the hooker spot with Paolo. Sean Lane, Bryce Cartwright, Jermaine Hopgood. That is the forward pack. The bench, Brendan Hand. So there's two hookers, which just screws us over, doesn't it? Madison, Offen Garway, and Tuolangi. Interesting side. Very interesting side here, this Parramatta team. Look, I think from a Supercoach perspective, probably Dylan Brown is a great option at 5'8 if you just want to roll. Kind of the same thing as the thinking with our friend Harry Grant at hooker. Kind of the same thinking at 5'8. You just go with Dylan Brown and just roll with him for the year. I don't mind that. You're paying up for him, though. You're paying top dollar. But expecting another good year for Dylan Brown after what was a bit of a shocker off the field, really, for him last year. He owes it to his boys. Mitch Moses, if you don't want to go with Cleary or Hines, I can understand going Mitch Moses. It's an adventure, so strap yourself in. The forward pack. Lussick has been named at 9. You have Brendan Hands on the bench. So is it a job share? Is it 40 each? Is it 60-20? If it's a 60-20 role, gee, you take Lussick at 3, I want to say he's less than 320. I think he's 316 or something maybe. Ooh. But we just don't know. You're rolling the dice. He might be there to take the first 20, and then you don't see him again for the rest of the game. And oh, so you know what? I just avoid the Parramatta boys. It's just not worth the heartache. Sean Lane, very, very popular as well. I'm steering clear. I didn't really like what I saw in the trials, and I did like what I saw definitely from Bryce Cartwright. I think he's got that right edge locked down. Jeez, last year was an unbelievable year for him. He played a completely different game, really toughened up, played more of a solid meat and potatoes game, make your tackles, a little bit of the Bryce Cartwright flair, but he just rounded him into an excellent player. And this year, he had a brilliant trial. I can't remember who it was against, but he had a really good trial and it made you kind of stop and think. And he showed us a little bit of the old Bryce Cartwright. So if he's got a license to give more of that, and to be fair, Parramatta do have a bit of a license to give the offload. They love an offload, and there's plenty of other guys there that can do it. Bryce Cartwright is a great option, and yeah, ooh, I do not mind him at all. And Jermaine Hopgood, wow, what a season last year. He was in my side for the last few weeks, but then I thought, oh, God. I'm basically paying top dollar for him. And, yeah, maybe it's worth building to him. There's so many good mid-range options there at 2RF, but ooh, he'd be a fun guy to have. Remember last year, he was cranking out tons. Just an unbelievable Supercoach option there. They love him. That bench is interesting. What's Ryan Madison's role? Because they've really only gone with Madison and Offen Garway as the middles. Hands might play more like a small forward role if he's not playing hooker. That would be interesting to see as well. But Jermaine Hopgood does give big minutes. So we'll see there. And Tuolangi, who did impress in the trial, is he going to be sharing minutes on the left edge there with Sean Lane? Another reason why I'm steering clear of Sean Lane. Really interesting Supercoach team to watch. Really interesting. A team that against the team that traditionally hasn't been, that's changed this year. Very much a Supercoach relevant side. possibly not for all the right reasons. They've got a lot of cheap to mid-range options that are flooding the Supercoach market. Let's look at this side. Taff, Wilson, Carras, Crichton, Adokar, Burton, and Hutchison. That's the back line. The forward pack, King, Marnie, Farmacilli, Kikau, Preston, and Salmon is your lock forward. The bench, Kurt Mansham, Hughes, Josh Curran, and Curtis Moran. So interesting side, really interesting side. Let's have a look. Out of the side, I mean, Taff, I think he is going to have to really hit the ground running, or his position is in danger for sure, because he was pretty unimpressive in the trials. Carras is fit after having back issues that lingered from last year. At the moment, Carras is in my side. We'll wait and see. Still undecided. You just look at all these names and you're changing your tune every time. At the moment, Carras is in my side. You know what he can do. He's at center, which is interesting. I still might roll with him though. I like the tackle busting. He's a real goer. The Dogs attack does concern me. It does concern me. I won't lie. Burton and Hutchison are the halves. I wouldn't go near Burton. Hutchison available in center for 354, I think. If you, as far as cheapy to low mid ranges are concerned, he's a pretty good option. So I don't mind the Hutchison call. Get him in there if he looks ordinary after a couple of weeks. You can, you know, at 350, maybe there's another cheapie. Not that there's a lot of cheapies around in CT Dub. You might find someone else in this forward pack. Max King looks rock solid. Re-signed this week, I believe. So they love him. I don't mind if you want to go him as your number one front rower. There's plenty of minutes for him. And then you got cheapies. You got Farmacilli and Salmon, Hughes. Curran is a mid-ranger, but he is well-priced. Just what's his role going to be off the bench? Is he going to be playing prop? You know, you've got Moran there as well, who's a kind of a smaller frame prop or a middle. Sam Hughes, I think, is worth a crack. Highly touted. I just think he's worth a crack there. If he can pump out 30s and 40s, just on your bench, bottom price front row, nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, a lot of question marks. You know, what's Salmon's role going to be? At 316, I think, available 2RF and center wing. I don't mind the option, but is he job sharing with Josh Curran at lock? I mean, it's – or Kurt Mann. It's, yeah, a lot of questions at the dog. So maybe just too many questions for me at the moment. I have two dogs. I've got Hughes as my bench prop, and at the moment I'm running with Carras. But, yeah, we'll see. For me, too many question marks over Hutchison, over Salmon, and over Curran. Things might get a little clearer in the first few weeks, and then you can make moves from there because none of them are really that expensive. But, yeah, look, I think the Eels will beat the Dogs. I'm going Eels 32, Dogs 18 in this one. Righty-o. Where are we off to next? We are off to the Gold Coast. The Titans hosting the Dragons on Saturday night. Let's have a look at this Titans team. Keeney at the back with Khan Pereira, Kelly, Brimson, Sami, Foran, and Boyd. The forward pack, Fotowaker, Randall, Fa'asua Malawi, Haas, Fermor, and Palacia locking the scrum. That's interesting. The bench is Verrills, Liu, Clark, and Jolliffe. Interesting side, this Titans one. Preston is out, injured, so Keeney gets first crack at fullback. I think he's only available at fullback, so I'll be steering clear. Other than that, nobody else in that back line I'd go near. As far as the forwards go, look, Tino is premium. I don't know if you want to be paying premium for your front row. So you know what he can offer. He's a sensational player. Other than that, Randall maybe, although Verrills is on the bench, so maybe not. Cleese Haas, he's basically just keeping the seat warm till David Fifita comes back. Both for more, I don't mind the option. At mid fours, maybe 460 odd, I don't mind the option. If he can get the form back from a couple of years ago, then look out. He's a very, very good player when fit. And Keenan Palacia come over from the Broncos. He's been given first crack at lock. They do have guys that have played lock in the past on the bench there, Isaac Liu and Aaron Clark. So maybe Palacia, a bit of a bigger body to start the game. Maybe that's what Desi wants to roll with. And will he play bigger minutes? I'm not convinced he will. You know, Tino's got big minutes in him. And so does Fodawaker. So I just don't know. Even though he's starting, you do have some pretty established NRL players on that bench in Liu, Clark, and Jolliffe that will also that also deserve decent minutes. So I just don't know if the minutes are there for Palacio at 360-odd. He's not going to kill you if it doesn't work out. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Don't know about that one. Let's look at our mates at the Dragons. Terrell Sloan at the back. Man, how does that guy get a gig? He just can't. He's just not a good defender. His attack's good. He glides along the field, but yeah, he's just not a good defender. Lomax is on the wing, where it is. He ain't happy about being on the wing, but hey, mate, you're shit out of luck because Moses Sully is one of the centers who looks really good. Don't mind him as a cheeky pod option. He looks good. Jack Bird, what's his position? Currently center. There are only two centers in the team, which means that Lomax has to find another home at the moment. It's on the wing, and he ain't happy about it. But, hey, mate, get rid of that stupid goatee you've been rocking for 4 or 5 years and play some decent footy, all right? Play some decent footy. I actually think Lomax is more of a – he looks like someone who should be a really, really good player, but he's actually not a really, really good player. He's a good player. That's just how I see it with Lomax. So, yeah. And he is on big bickies too at the Dragons and just isn't performing. So that'll be interesting there. Ravalawa is the other winger. He's their primary try scorer. Always does a good job. Cole Flanagan at 5'8". Ben Hunt is the halfback. Molo, Little, Laurie, Eisenhuth, Sua, DeBellin. That is the four-pack. Mulison, Molo, Fifita, and Vitala Marina are the bench. So this side, I think Flanagan... Oh, boy, it's a real risk if you're going with Flanagan as your starting 5'8". If he's on the bench, I don't mind it. If he's your starting 5'8", that's risky, really risky. Like I said, I don't mind the Sully play as a bit of a pod. He looks good. To be fair, it was a trial against the Tigers, who were terrible. And as far as I know, Moses Sully is still playing for the – let me just check. Yep, he's still playing for the Dragons. They're not much better. So maybe just cool the heels there, but I don't mind the play if you want to roll the dice. In this forward pack, Jacob Little is a good mid-range option at hooker. He's currently my hooker. I'm running with Little and Levi, and I'm not super stoked about it, but you know, you got to cut costs somewhere, and it's currently a hooker for me. Tom Eisenhuth, look, I think he's just a one-week play. With Leilua back next week, so I wouldn't be touching Tom Eisenhuth. I know he's affordable and he's dual. Stay away because he will not be in the starting 13 as of next week. Sua and DeBellin, nah, nothing there. Connor Mulison on the bench concerns me a little bit for Jacob Little, but I think Little is still a 60-minute minimum hooker, so I don't mind it. And I kind of think with Flanagan taking over the reins, being an ex-hooker himself, might bring out the best in Jacob Little, and we might see a little bit more out of him this year. Viliami Fifita is interesting. He is bottom price, front row, second row, dual. Will he keep his spot in the side? He's going to play really well this week, I think, because with Leilua coming back, you would think Eisenhuth would move to the bench. He does have that. He does have that utility value, Eisenhuth. He's maybe not. You maybe couldn't chuck him in the centres like you could have a few years ago. He's bulked up a bit when he was playing in the middle for the Storm last year, so maybe not. But, yeah, I think Viliami Fifita, big risk if you're rolling with him. Titans 25, Dragons 24. Close game. That's how I'm going to go in that one. All right, last game. Only game on the Sunday, and it's the Dolphins hosting the Cowboys. This is at Suncorp. Woohoo. Exciting. Buckle up here. Let's look at the Dolphins. The Hammer is your fullback with Asako, New, Farnworth, Bostock, Nikarima, and O'Sullivan. That's the backline. Forward pack, Jesse Bromwich, Marshall King, Flegler, Kafusi, Lemuelu, Ray Stone is locking the scrum. The bench is Kurt, Plath, Kenny Bromwich, and Mark Nichols. Interesting side there. They're going to miss Gilbert big time. They're going to miss him big time. Really, really good player. And Ray Stone is not Gilbert. So they're going to miss that punch, that aggression that they get out of Gilbert. Yeah, I, I don't have great hopes for the Dolphins this year with this side. I just, yeah, we'll wait and see. I mean, they really surprised us last year. Whether they can do that this year, I'm not 100% sure. Hammer at the back, interesting watch for sure. He's just a wait and see. You can get him in the centers, which makes him a semi appealing. I just want to wait and see. Last year was an unbelievable year for him. So can he replicate that? I'm not so sure. Same goes for Asako. You're paying last year's prices. Was it a flash in the pan? I hope not for his sake, but we'll wait and see. Jack Bostock gets a wing spot. He is 319 or 310, something like that. Not many cheapies in that position, so I don't blame you if you want to go down the Jack Bostock road. Nick Arima is expensive. He had a big year last year. I'd stay away. As far as the forward pack's concerned, I don't mind Flegler. If you want to roll with Flegler as your front row man, your big money front row, I don't mind you running with Flegler. I think he's in for a big year. You look at the side, I just don't think there's big minutes in Bromwich anymore. Kerr has never been a big minute guy off the bench. And you got Bromwich and Kenny Bromwich, and you got Nichols there as well to share those minutes. So I actually think there's big minutes for Thomas Flegler. And I think the torch is going to be passed over, and he is going to be the big dog in this forward pack and play the predominant role. So I don't mind the Flegler call there at under, I think it might be 470 odd. Max Plath is an interesting one. There was a chance, there was news, he may have jagged the number 13 position, which is interesting. And if he had, he's only available at 5'8". So you would have had to have made a call there. Would have been a risky call. Having a guy really sight unseen, not sure on what his role would be, and I still don't actually. Is he going to be play a bit of hooker, play a bit of middle? Hard to know. A lot of questions there at the Dolphins. At the Cowboys, the good looking team, expecting a bounce back year from the Cowboys. Drinkwater at the back with Felt, Holmes, Labor, Tuolangi, Dearden, and Townsend. The forward pack, McLean, Robson, Tamalolo, Lukey, Nanai, and Cotter. Benches, Granville, Neem, McIntyre, and Finney Fuiaki. This side looks primed and set for a bounce back year after what was really disappointing last year. And a good way to start things off, you got the Dolphins at Suncorp. I don't mind that. Drinkwater, excellent option at fullback. He is currently in my team, and I think I'm going to captain him. I think I might captain him against the Dolphins. I'll check the weather out. If it looks like it's going to be dry, I don't mind captaining him against the Dolphins at Suncorp. Just everything good about what happens with the Cowboys, he just tends to be a part of it. I've never really been an owner, and I want to start enjoying watching Scott Drinkwater play, so I'm going to give him a crack. Holmes, you're paying up. I don't mind it. If you think the Cowboys are going to go well, Holmes should go well. He'll be kicking goals, and he's in attack. Zach Labart gets a start in the centers. He's mid-fours. Not a bad option either. Other than that, that's probably it in the back line. As for the forward pack, Reece Robson at hooker, if you don't want to go, if you haven't gone Cook, you're not going to go with Harry Grant. Reece Robson's probably the next best option, I think. Good rock solid player. Remember, he will be playing Origin, so keep that in mind as well. People say, oh, they got a Cowboy, he's got a great draw, no buy to round 15 or something. But for a guy like Robson, well, he's going to be missing time before that. He's going to be playing Origin. So keep that in mind, but I don't mind him as an option. Tamalolo at prop has been spruced in the last week, which is disappointing because he was my prop, and now his ownership's gone up. People are talking about him, which is disappointing. I've still got high hopes for Tamalolo. The pedigree's there. I just can't see him completely dropping off. If he does, he's gone. It's as simple as that. But at 439, I believe. I just think he's just value, and he's worth having him on the side. Just see how he goes. If he looks great, if he's pumping out 50 pluses, you're happy. If he's pumping out 40s, it's like, okay. And if he's doing less than that, and maybe the eye test, have a look at that as well. And check out the minutes and things. And it's like, okay, well, that's just, you're not the guy anymore, and you're out of there. And good thing is, we can just trade him out just like that. Cowboys are still going to pay him $1 million a year for the next few years. So it could be worse. But I don't mind starting with Tamalolo. Lukey, I'm going to give a roll with him in my second row. I just think the upside is there with Lukey. And I'm just big on the Cowboys this year. I think Lukey's a big upside player. Not necessarily an 80-minute guy. I don't think you need 80 minutes from him. There's enough attack in there. Cotter. I did have Cotter as my front rower, and then I decided to make a change there. But Cotter was my guy. I thought, you know what, I'll just stick with Cotter, especially after Spencer got 31 on the weekend and at one of my starting prop positions. I thought, I'll go with Cotter. If he can give me 60, 65, I can get up to that round 100 mark, I'll take that. I'll be happy. But I've just decided to go elsewhere. I may even change my mind. I cannot begrudge you going Cotter at 540-odd. He is dual. I just think he is a great option. Captain, co-captain this year with Tom Dearden, he's a great option. I don't mind it. Off the bench, Fini Fuiaki is high 200s. I think he has got a role to play in this side. It's going to be very much attack dependent because the minutes won't be there, but he has got a lot of attack in him as well. That's probably where I sit there with Fini Fuiaki. Look, I'm going to go Cowboys 30, Dolphins 22 in an exciting Sunday game to finish off round one. Back in a minute. All right, let's do some bets, shall we? $100 to spend. Let's see how we go. No good for round zero, but that's okay. Round one, we are back. $100 to spend. Let's do it. $25. Same game of tonight. Thursday night, same game. You can't beat it. $25 on the Knights to win. Ponga Mazu both to score anytime. It's paying $4. 25 returns 100. So, yep, I will take that every day. Thank you. What else should we do? 25 on Cleary to score a try and the Panthers to win. Let's go with, I've just got Cleary. I've just got visions of Cleary. The way he ran so much against Wigan. Cleary, anytime try scorer, Panthers to win at $4.33, so 25 returns, $108.25. $50, let's take this three-teamer. Let's take the Knights over the Raiders. Let's take the Warriors over the Sharks and the Eels over the Dogs. It's paying $3.06. So $50 returns, $153.29. If you are going to have a bet, best of luck. Don't go crazy with it. Do it responsibly. And, best of luck. Righto, that's almost going to do it for, what are we up to? This is episode 3 of the NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast for the year. Tough decisions. It's a massive week, isn't it? It really is. Just got to back yourself in the end, back your gut. If you're going through different options all the time, maybe have a look at the guys you keep going back to and just settle with them. But in saying that, you can do all that and you think you're settled, and then just before the game starts, boom, hit the trigger. And then, look, yeah, I can't blame you for that as well because it's what your gut's saying. So, you can listen to different things, take on different advice. In the end, back yourself, so then you can't get pissed off with anybody else but yourself. So that's always the best advice, I think. And here's someone giving you advice. Don't listen to it. Back yourself. The footy's going to be great. Can't wait for it. I really can't wait for it. Just stick to your guns. If you feel something, you feel a whim, run with it. You know, we can make changes. We've got trades. We can make changes. It's not the end of the world if you get off to a rubbish start. Don't stress too much. Don't think about things like Piakura getting 4 points and getting injured. Most of us had Piakura, so don't worry. We're all in the same boat. It only takes one of your guys who's relatively lowly owned to jag a try and get a really good score. No one else has them. Maybe no one else in your head-to-head league has them, and you're feeling way better about things. So, the Supercoach roller coaster has begun. I hope your family are aware of the situation. They probably are. They are in my house. So I hope they're aware of that and understanding, and you've built up enough brownie points that you can sit on your couch and muck around on your phone, figuring out your Supercoach team. And then, more importantly, watching the games because they start tonight. Enjoy the footy. Thank you very much for listening. If you do have any questions or comments, you can hit me up, nrlsupercoachtherapy@gmail.com or on the Spotify. You can hit me up there. There are Q&A there. There's no A. There's Qs and comments you can make. Go for it. Thank you very, very much for listening. Be a friend. Tell a friend all about it. Really stoked with the listenership to start 2024. Enjoy the footy, and I'll see you next week.